My name is John Erling. Today's date is March 26, 2015. Loretta, would you state your full name, please?
My name is Loretta Young Blunt Jackson.
Young, where does Young come from?
I was the seventh child. My mother said that she ran out of names. So her other children came home, and all the tablets, like the Big Chief and those tablets, they had movie stars and they had everybody on there. But on one of the tablets, they had Loretta Young, and she said, that's her name. We're going to call Loretta Young Blunt. And that's where the Young came from, off of a tablet from the movie star Loretta Young.
Your date of birth?
February the 6th, 1935.
And that makes you how old today?
80 years old. I didn't realize that until my son came in with a birthday card.
Oh.
I'd never thought about age, never thought about it. That comes from a long line of listening to my mother and my grandmother. My mother would remind my grandmother of how old she was. And she said, you can catch up with me if you like. She was never going to get old.
Yeah.
And so I never even thought about it.
Because you've had your good health and you've been able to be
I've been very active.
Yes. Where are we recording this interview?
You're recording this interview in my dining room at my home.
Here in Chickasha. Your mother's name?
Lily Belle Curry Blunt.
Where does the curry come from?
The curry is from my grandfather, and my grandfather came from Texas, and his father came from overseas, somewhere in Africa, and I'm doing that research now.
Talk about your mother a little bit. Where did she come from?
She came from Waco, Texas. At probably 2 years old, they moved to Chickasha on 3rd Street. She grew up on 3rd Street here in Chickasha.
What was she like? What was her personality like?
Mom was a very kind person in a sense, but very stern, demanded respect. She said to me, I killed, I can't. So therefore, you can. She would tell you what to do. She expected you to do that. She had certain expectations for all of the children individually. Not that one did everything or they all did the same thing. But whatever your ability was, that's what she expected of you. She said she knew what you could do. And that's what she expected from you.
So you said she killed, can't.
She said, I killed, I can't. You couldn't say, I can't do this or I can't do that. She was church going. She was mother of the church. We had to go to Sunday school. Back then we went to Sunday school, stayed for church. They had 11 o'clock service. We stayed for that. If there was a 2 o'clock service, then you came home, had your dinner, went back to church at 2 o'clock. And they had Young People's Union, BYPU, and you stayed for that. Then we had night service, and we had to stay for night service. So on Sunday, you had to stay dressed and intact. Sunday was a special day, but Mama was very kind and immaculately clean. Everything had to be clean. She would come and inspect what you did. She didn't just say, do it. And walk away from it. If she said, wash up the dishes, each one of us had a day or a week to wash dishes. She would go then to the kitchen and see that the dishes was washed and dried and put up in the cabinet. Then if it was your time to rake the yard or whatever chore, clean up, clean your room, she inspected that room. But then she was good to us.
Mm-hmm. Your father's name?
Clarence Blunt.
Where did he grow up?
Daddy grew up in Earlsburg, was born in Earlsburg. His mother died at childbirth, so he never knew his mother. He was raised by his grandmother, and I am working on that research also. He had one brother. His father moved to Kansas City. He didn't grow up in a family setting. That impacted his life so that we could never have any verbal disagreement to the point that we would argue with one another. We could never show disrespect for one another. Daddy would stop us in just a few minutes if he heard a conversation. Just minutes in that conversation, the seconds in it, he would stop and say, "You kids don't know how blessed you are to have one another. And don't do that." So we had to respect family. He was a very kind man. Daddy worked real hard, supported his family. And so I grew up with a mother and father, both surrounding.
And he was born here in Oklahoma, in Earlsboro.
Yes.
That would be in Pottawatomie County,
yes,
I think.
Yes, in Pottawatomie County.
Right. So here you are, the youngest of seven children. How many boys and girls then in that?
Two boys. Then I had three other sisters.
Being the youngest, were you spoiled young?
No, not spoiled. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. I was the designated person from my childhood that if you need something done, Loretta will do it. I wasn't spoiled. They didn't clutter me like I hear a lot of talk about them being the baby and how they petted the baby. No, that was not my role. I was supposed to do the work. If they felt that they could put the rake in my hand, if Mama told them to rake it up, then Loretta, you rake it up. And as I grew older, if you want something done, or if Mama was reading and helping the older children with their reading and their arithmetic and that, and I was out in the yard, she would call me in and say, "Read this." I would read it. She would then tell them, "Loretta can read this, and Loretta can do this." And when I finished, she'd say, "Go back to the yard." She'd tell me to leave the house, go back to the yard. No, I was not spoiled because I was the seventh child. Baby? No, that was not my role.
What did your father do for a living?
Daddy worked at the oil mill. He worked at the compress, and he worked hauling trash. We thought that that was the neatest thing. Daddy worked for the very rich of Chickasha. He went to 8th Street, 12th Street, 18th Street, and I think maybe 20th. Sometimes during the spring, they would clean closets out, and they would give Daddy boxes of clothes. And he hauled for the business sector of Chickasha, Crown Drugstore, all the businesses downtown. They would then clean the refrigerators out. There was a meat locker. And if people didn't get the food out of the lockers when they were supposed to, they would then let Dad have the choice. So he cleaned up and hauled trash. He worked for himself. That was his. We had a truck.
But I thought you said he worked for a company.
He worked for the oil mill. When I say oil mill, that was a grain type of company.
Okay.
And then he worked for the compress. Part of it is still on Genevieve here, and they called it the oil mill, but it was not related to
oil mill?
Yeah, oil mill.
All right, so then did he have his own trash hauling business?
Yes.
And that's what sustained beyond
sustained
that?
Sustained us,
okay.
Yes. But when the city took over hauling the trash and cleaning up, blacks at that time, African Americans, could not work for the city. Because of segregation. So Daddy couldn't work for the city. I heard the discussion and Mama telling him what he should or what he shouldn't do. But Daddy took the city foreman and showed them how he had been hauling the trash, taking it to the dump ground, dumping that trash. I remember Mama saying, "You can't work for him. Why do you want to tell them what to do? Let them find out how to do it." Daddy said, "Because I think it's right, and I'm thinking about the people that I've worked for all the years, and I want their trash hauled off right." So Daddy showed the city how he picked up the trash, how he cleaned up so that the alleys would look good. After that, then Daddy went into hay hauling, cotton hauling, and would then contract with different farmers in Verton, Minco, and Tuttle in Grady County. Daddy hauled cotton hands. They chopped the cotton and pulled cotton. He had a truck, and he would then take it to Verton and take it to the nearest gin, wherever this farmer wanted him to take that cotton to. So he found a way to make a living for us as long as he lived.
Did you grow up in a house? Must have been right around in here.
I grew up right next door.
To where we're sitting now?
Where we're sitting right now. That's where I grew
yeah.
up. I was born on Shepherd Street. And Mama said that Mr. Mathis, the man that they rented from, said that he had a house that some people was moving out of. And he wanted to sell that house. And said, if you all will move in it today, I'll let you all have it. You can buy it. Mama said that they got everything ready, and they moved right there.